pre-Thanksgiving, everybody, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Probably your plans are a little different this year than previous years. I know my wife and I's plans are much different. We usually head down south and visit with a bunch of family and friends, but this year we're staying home and just inviting my brother over, so there's just going to be three of us this year at the Thanksgiving table, so much, much smaller this year. And yes, that is due to the virus, you know, trying to stay healthy and happy and everything like that. But we still are putting on a big Thanksgiving spread. We have a turkey breast ready to go in the crock pot or the oven. We're not sure if it'll fit in the crock pot. So if it doesn't fit in the crock pot, it goes in the oven. There's directions on the turkey breast. Directions for the crock pot and the oven, so we're good for either one. We do have a backup plan, though, if that doesn't work, so we're good to go on that. But we're going to do mashed potatoes and gravy, cream beans, dinner rolls. My brother's bringing a pumpkin roll. We've got a pie, and so we're pretty much covered for Thanksgiving tomorrow. I hope you plan on eating, getting your feed bag on tomorrow, and at least if you can't get with family and friends, I hope you have a good meal tomorrow, because it's still Thanksgiving, so it's still a good time to be thankful and put a good food spread on the table. Want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website for the show. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. We're also streaming online as well on the radio station website, which is WWGH1071.com. Just scroll down a little ways until you see the Listen Live button. Click on that and you're in business. WWGH1071.com. 4:19 is the time on this November the 25th, the day before Thanksgiving, and I have some Thanksgiving facts for you. The first Thanksgiving was recorded in a letter. Pretty much everything we know about the first Thanksgiving was written in a letter by colonists named Edward Winslow. Written to someone he refers to as a loving and old friend, the letter is quite lengthy and he touches on Thanksgiving only briefly. Thanksgiving has been around for a long time. In fact, George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation of a Thanksgiving celebration in 1789. Other presidents followed in his footsteps, issuing proclamations of their own. For decades, Thanksgiving was held on various dates. In 1939, Franklin D. Roosevelt moved the date up a week earlier. However, many states refused to play along. In 1941, Congress stepped in and passed a resolution setting a fixed date for Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of every month. No Thanksgiving trivia would be complete without a story about pumpkin pie. In 1705, the town of Colchester, Connecticut, was so dedicated to the dessert that they elected to postpone the holiday because foul weather had interfered with their molasses shipment. Without molasses, they couldn't make pumpkin pie, and without pumpkin pie, Thanksgiving just wouldn't be the same. So they said, no pumpkin pie, forget it, we're postponing the whole holiday. If your family Thanksgiving meal traditionally includes side dishes like mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, you might be surprised to know they weren't served at the first Thanksgiving. In fact, potatoes weren't grown in North America yet, and cranberry sauce wouldn't be invented for 50 more years. What was most likely on the first Thanksgiving menu? Well, foods like lobster, swan, mussels, venison, and corn porridge. If you're in the habit of braving the stores on Black Friday, there's a group of people you're not likely to see in the crowds. Plumbers. It turns out that enough people clog their sinks and garbage disposals on Thanksgiving to make Black Friday the busiest day of the year for plumbers. And if you've got a question about your Thanksgiving turkey, the Butterball Turkey Hotline is at your service. Each year, their experts take over 100,000 calls about turkey preparation during November and December. Some of the questions they receive are quite hilarious. I'm sure they are. It would be interesting to operate a Butterball hotline and see what kind of things come in. Okay, we have all Thanksgiving trivia today. We are giving away today at 4:55 this afternoon a $25 Amazon gift card. So you don't even have to brave the stores on Black Friday. You can shop from the comfort of your own home or smartphone. $25 Amazon gift card. That's what the gift is today. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question, and I will put you in a drawing for a chance to win. We will draw a name at 4:55. 740-383-9944 is my number. 740-383-9944 is my number. And here's my questions. What turkeys actually gobble? Is it the male or female? What turkeys actually gobble? What state consumes the most turkey every Thanksgiving? What state consumes the most turkey every Thanksgiving? What meat is the most popular alternative to turkey on Thanksgiving? What meat is the most popular alternative to turkey on Thanksgiving? 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Male turkey?
Male turkeys are the ones that actually gobble. That is correct. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And who's this?
Allison.
Allison, I didn't recognize your voice there for a minute. You sounded a little different today. How's your day going? Are you ready? Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to eat all kinds of turkey and dressing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling me today, and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win this Amazon gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. 740-383-9944 is my number. Statistically, what is America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Statistically, what is America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, ham is an alternative.
Yes, ham is an alternative. Do you like both turkey and ham?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too. They're definitely not bad. So what you having tomorrow? Do you know yet?
Oh, I think they're making a turkey and mashed potatoes and noodles.
All right, sounds good. I'm ready to eat tomorrow. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, and you have a happy Thanksgiving now, okay?
Right. You have one, too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's David Avery lighting up our phone lines there. Where was the first Thanksgiving in the U.S.? Where was the first Thanksgiving in the U.S.? What was missing from the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What was missing from the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? It's kind of a staple, kind of a big deal now, but it was missing from the first one. The first Thanksgiving lasted how many days? The first Thanksgiving lasted how many days? What traditional eating utensil was not used at the first Thanksgiving? What traditional eating utensil was not used at the first Thanksgiving? Hi, we're on the air.
A balloon was missing from the first parade?
Yes, balloons was missing from the first parade. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Good. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Getting there.
Getting there? Do you have to cook?
Yes.
All right. So you got to get, you got to worry with getting that turkey ready, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and I hope it gets done just like it's supposed to.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully so. You having all the side dishes with it, too, or are you having people bring side dishes?
I'm just doing the turkey and noodles and corn.
Oh, okay.
And some desserts, of course.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody else has got to bring the side dishes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. At least you don't have to worry about everything.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, I will put you in the drawing for this Amazon gift card.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Miss Ashley giving us a call this afternoon. What is the dangling skin under a turkey's neck called? What is the dangling skin under a turkey's neck called? The best place to put the meat thermometer in the turkey is where? And I double-checked this one to make sure I was right. The best place to put the meat thermometer in the turkey is where? All right. Who was the first president to pardon a turkey? Who was the first president to pardon a turkey? Hi, we're on the air.
How about a waddle?
A waddle, that's what I'm looking for. Yes. How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Yes, indeed. Ready for Thanksgiving. How about yourself?
Yeah, about all ready. Got about everything in order. Just got my son coming over, so just be three of us.
Yeah, that's how many of us are going to be at my house. Just three of us. Just three of us for the meal. Yep. So,
yeah.
A little different this year, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. But I usually just do ham anyways. We never do turkey, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's what I knew what the second meat was, too.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to call in anyways and wish you knew you and your wife and happy Thanksgiving and your family, so be safe, you know.
Yes, you too. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I hope it's a good one. I hope you have a good relaxing time tomorrow.
Yeah, you too, and you'll take care now.
Hey, you too, Ralph. You take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got to take a break. We will be back after these words right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Let me see if we can... We will take a break and come back. Hi, we're on the air. Nope. We're not. I was going to take a call and see if we could hang on through the
break.
When
Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we are back, and let me see if I have my caller on the line.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, and what trivia question did you want to answer?
Five.
All right, what was it again?
Five.
The thermometer goes in the turkey's thigh.
Oh, thigh. Yes, indeed. That is where the thermometer goes. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yeah.
Well, Noah, how is your day going today?
Good.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, we're still making food.
You're still making food? Okay. Are you ready when the turkey gets done?
We ain't making no turkey.
You're not making no turkey?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, if you
not
make
Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, right. It's not Thanksgiving quite yet. Exactly. Well, you have a good evening now and happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
Well, we have Grandma Robin here.
Okay, all right. Well, you have a good time, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later, all right? Okay, we'll see ya. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Not making that turkey yet because it's not Thanksgiving yet. There you go. 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
Yes, sir. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Might as well be. I think it's going to get here.
Yes, I think so. Are you having a celebration of any kind?
No, just ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta play it safe.
Yeah. We're just having three of us.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, so it'll be a little different for sure.
Too much virus out there.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on for sure.
It's terrible. Yeah, certainly hope it. Hope the vaccine gets around real quick.
Yeah, I heard somewhere around December 15th were thinking. So,
yeah. I think all the health workers are going to get it first.
Yeah, health workers, and
they,
nursing homes.
They
I
should. I'd hate to be a health worker.
Oh, me too. To all the health workers out there, they've really put in the time, and
yeah,
I can't imagine the stress.
Stress would be so terrible.
Oh, it would be. Can you? I can't imagine getting up for work every day and having to go in.
Yep.
My goodness gracious.
I hope they get a bonus or something, you know, for...
Oh,
with all this.
It'd be nice. I'd give a little bit of my paycheck
I
to
would
them
too.
To just give them an extra little bonus this Christmas.
Too.
You know
yep.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those health workers deserve it for sure.
Well, I think Abraham Lincoln was the first president to pardon a turkey. I believe.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I think his son couldn't see didn't like killing that live bird.
Right.
So,
he was the first one.
Yeah, that's good.
So
well, you and your brother and your wife have a good day tomorrow and enjoy your meal.
Hey, you guys too, and yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And maybe next Thanksgiving we'll be back to normal, hopefully.
I certainly hope so.
Yes, right. That would be great.
Yeah. Thanks, Nate.
All right, thanks,
talk
Ernie.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 4:36 is the time. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. And we are giving away a $25 gift card to Amazon today is what we're giving away. Hi, we're on the air.
Sport.
All right, what was it one more time?
Sport.
A fork?
What?
Yes, that is what it is. A fork was the traditional eating utensil that was not at the first Thanksgiving. How are you doing today?
Good.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Are you going to have some turkey and dressing?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy whatever you do have, okay? And
okay.
This is Mr. Lucas, right?
Yes.
All right, Lucas, I will put you in for a chance to win, all right, buddy?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we got a nice little pile of callers here, and we'd like to hear from you, too, here at 740-383-9944. That is our telephone number. Get you right in here, get you right up on the air. If you've never called before, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're one of our regulars, we would love to hear from you. All righty here, we have little bit of offbeat news here to share with you. I don't think any of it is Thanksgiving related. I was looking through the AP wire trying to find some Thanksgiving related offbeat news, but really nothing out there, but I got something that might be of interest to you. A University of North Carolina track coach dribbled a basketball for a mile and broke the Guinness World Record for the feat by only 0.02 seconds. Dylan Sorensen initially set the record in May when he ran a mile in 4 minutes and 37 seconds while dribbling a basketball, and his record was broken multiple times in the ensuing months. Sorensen topped the record again this month with a time of 4 minutes and 33.73 seconds, narrowly beating the record of 4 minutes and 33.75 seconds. The record attempt raised money for the Forever Tar Heel program, a nonprofit supporting female students athletes at the school. A visitor to a northern Florida beach discovered the erosion from a Florida hurricane, Etta, had uncovered something surprising in the sand. A shipwreck from the 1800s. The St. Augustine Lighthouse Archaeological Maritime Program said Mark O'Donohue was walking on Crescent Beach after the storm left the area earlier in November when he spotted pieces of the shipwreck peeking out from the sand. I just saw some timbers that were uncovered by erosion on the sand on the beach, O'Donohue told WJAX-TV. He said he returned the following day and saw even more timbers in the sand, leading him to report the discovery to the St. Augustine Lighthouse Archaeological Maritime Program. Chuck Mead, director of the organization, said initial examinations indicate the discovery could be the wreckage of Caroline Eddy, a U.S. merchant ship that sank in the 1800s. That would be kind of interesting, just walking along and you find some remnants of an old ship. Officials in a Canadian town are posting signs with a very important instruction for local drivers. Do not let moose lick your car.
The signs posted in Jasper, Alberta, ask drivers to keep their vehicles a safe distance from moose to make sure the animals don't get a taste of the road salt that inevitably ends up covering the sides of cars driving through the alpine town. They're obsessed with salt. It's one of the things they need for the minerals in their body, Jasper National Park spokesman Steve Young told CNN. They usually get it from salt lakes in the park, but now they realize they can also get road salt that splashes onto cars. Young said letting moose discover that they can get salt from licking vehicles causes the animals to lose their fear of cars, which can lead to dangerous incidents on the road. How would you like that? Going down and seeing a sign that says, "Do not let moose lick your car." There you go. All right, we are doing trivia, all Thanksgiving trivia today. Let's see if we can get more answers here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card. You can do your Black Friday shopping from the comfort of your own home. Actually, when I send it through the mail, it probably won't be here in time for Black Friday shopping, but depending on how the mail goes, maybe you'll get it for Cyber Monday. Isn't that this Monday, Cyber Monday? I believe so, so you might be able to hit some of those deals. What state consumes the most turkey every Thanksgiving? What state consumes the most turkey every Thanksgiving? Statistically, what is America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Statistically, what is America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Where was the first Thanksgiving in the U.S.? Where was the first Thanksgiving in the U.S.? The first Thanksgiving lasted how many days? The first Thanksgiving lasted how many days? How many calories on average are consumed per person at Thanksgiving dinner? How many calories on average are consumed per person at Thanksgiving dinner? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, yes, indeed. And I'll tell you what, mashed potatoes are absolutely delicious, I think.
Yes, they are.
You put some gravy on there, and that tastes real good.
Yeah.
Well, how's your day going, Becky?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing well, doing well.
You all ready for Thanksgiving?
We are. Yep, we're going to work on getting ready for it this evening, getting the house cleaned, and then tomorrow morning we'll get up and
get it cooking.
Yep, we're just cooking for three, so we don't have that much stress going on.
Yeah, that's all I'm cooking for is three.
Yep, so not too bad this year. So
no. Well, I just wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving and have a safe one.
Hey, you too, Becky, and thanks for the call, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you, Nate. You have a good day now.
You too. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, hey, we have to take another break. If you try to call during the break, I'll put you through, and you'll have to listen to whatever's playing during the break or dead air, whichever you hear first. We'll be back after these words right here.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back, and caller, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm fine.
Good. Good deal. Good to hear from you. And this sounds like it's my buddy Travis.
It is.
Hey, all right. Good to hear from you. Are you ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I'm as ready as I get.
Yes, sir. Understood.
And you?
Yep, we're going to be ready by tomorrow for sure.
There you go. The answer to your trivia question is California.
Yes, it is. California consumes the most turkey every Thanksgiving. That is correct, my good friend. I would guess Texas myself, but it is indeed California.
California was not my first guess either, but...
Yep, that's what it is, for sure. So, good answer, my friend. Well, I'll tell you what, you enjoy Thanksgiving, and tomorrow is a good day to not worry about calories, is it?
And that is true. We're only counting any of them.
I'm not going to be counting calories tomorrow, no way. Nope, I'm going to be having extra helpings of everything.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, my friend, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, sir.
All right, have a good one. Uh-huh.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, 4:48 is the time. We'll be doing the drawing at 4:55 this afternoon, and you might ask, what are you giving away? Well, I'm giving away a $25 Amazon gift card, and we will send that to you through the mail, and that's how we have been doing it since the pandemic, and we'll just send that right to your door. Which Indian acted as a friend to the early pilgrims? Which Indian acted as a friend to the early pilgrims? Which U.S. company sells the most turkeys for Thanksgiving? Which U.S. company sells the most turkeys for Thanksgiving? And who was the original governor of the pilgrims? Who was the original governor of the pilgrims? And finally, what was the name of the ship that the pilgrims came on? Oh, this is an easy one. What was the name of the ship that the pilgrims came on? 740-383-9944. You've got 5 minutes to get through and sign up for a chance to win this $25 Amazon gift card. Well, it is November the 25th, and time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1715, Sybilla Thomas Masters became the first American to be granted an English patent for cleaning and curing Indian corn. 1783, during the Revolutionary War, the British evacuated New York. New York was their last military position in the U.S. Hi, we're on the air.
Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yes, Plymouth, Massachusetts is correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Miss April?
Yes.
All right, Miss April. I will sign you up for a chance to win. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I've been eating cookies all day.
What kind of cookies?
Pumpkins.
Oh, pumpkin cookies. All right. Those are a good choice for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, and happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. All right. The year 1837, William Crompton patented the silk power loom. 1850, Texas relinquished one-third of its territory in exchange for $10 million from the U.S. to pay its public debts and settle border disputes. 1867, Alfred Nobel patented dynamite. 1884, J.B. Meyenberg received the patent for evaporated milk. 1952, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap opened in London. 1955, in the U.S., the Interstate Commerce Commission banned racial segregation on interstate trains and buses. 1957, U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower suffered a stroke. And in 1970, Japanese author Yukio Mishima committed ritual suicide after giving a speech attacking Japan's post-war constitution. And that's what happened on this day in history on November the 25th. And it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? Actually, we usually hit that right after we come out of the break, but we'll do it now. What's That in the Mailbox? And we hear from Beverly this week. You can send your letters to radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Send me your questions and we will put them on the air. And so Beverly says, "Hi, Nate. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?" Well, you might think it's the turkey. You might think it's the dressing. You might think it's the pumpkin pie, but you'd be wrong. My favorite Thanksgiving food is, and you might have guessed since I talked with Becky a little bit ago, would be mashed potatoes. That is my favorite Thanksgiving food. I just love mashed potatoes, and I know you eat them all year round. And I know maybe it's not a Thanksgiving food, but it's usually at a Thanksgiving dinner. But mashed potatoes and gravy, man, you talk about delicious. I can just have myself a nice little mountainate of mashed potatoes. A couple little mountains of mashed potatoes tomorrow. And I thought we were going to have the Bob Evans kind, but my wife said, no, we're making real ones, which made me really happy. So, yes, indeed, we are having real mashed potatoes tomorrow, which made me really happy. All right, we got another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Bob, you got through. How are you?
Yeah, I got through. Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
Yep. So, you planning on a big one tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we are only cooking for three, but we've got a good meal planned.
Well, we're only going to be about six around here, maybe.
Okay, all right. Are you doing the cooking?
No, I'm taking the day off.
Taking the day off, all right.
Yep. I missed some of your questions. What are your questions?
Yeah.
What are your questions?
Oh, okay. One of my questions is, let me give it to you. Which Indian acted as a friend to the early pilgrims?
I didn't think about it. I had a message to call you back.
Okay. Right. Okay, Bob. All right. It is now 4:55,
And it is time to do the drawing. And we're going to find out who is going to win today. And we will mix everybody all up here and see who our winner is going to be. We've had some nice phone calls. Thanks to Allison. Thanks to April. Thanks to Travis. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Ashley. And thank you, David and Bob. Everybody who gave me a call today, I appreciate it very much. So let's mix everybody up. Find out who the winner of the $25 Amazon gift card is going to be. And the big winner is Noah. Noah, you are the winner of the $25 Amazon gift card. Congratulations, buddy. You can get online and buy yourself something cool, okay? he'll have a good time with that, I'm sure. So congratulations, Noah. We will get that sent in the mail to you. And thank you to everybody that called, and a big happy Thanksgiving to all of you folks out there. We just appreciate every single one of you for being a part of the program all year long. Okay, let's move to our ladies' corner, and I have a Thanksgiving side dish for you. Crunchy green bean casserole. Crunchy green bean casserole. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture, and you can see it there. Here's what you need to make it. 1 can, 2.8 ounces of French fried onions divided. 3 packages, 9 ounces each of frozen French cut green beans thawed and drained. 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup. 1 cup Cheese Whiz cheese dip. 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. Here's how to make it. Heat oven to 350 degrees. Reserve half the onions for later use. Mix remaining onions with remaining ingredients until blended. Spoon into 1 1/2 quart casserole sprayed with cooking spray. Bake 35 minutes, topped with remaining onions for the last 5 minutes. And there you have crunchy green bean casserole, a good Thanksgiving dish. Again, side dish there. You can find it on my Facebook page again by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and there you go. All right, we're down to our final minute. I want to thank everybody for listening to the program. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope you get to have at least a good meal tomorrow. I know everybody will probably be reduced gatherings and everything like that. But I hope you get to, like I said, have a good meal and be thankful. And I will be here next week from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. We're here every Wednesday live on the radio, and we just appreciate you listening. My website, radionate.webs.com, that's radionate.webs.com. You can listen to this show and any other show we've done at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now.